He was a child, that's certain. And never has he lost the free, imaginative, uninhibited way of the child, nor his understanding of children. Beatrice Landeck, New York educator, wrote in the introduction to his Songs to Grow On, "Woody Guthrie has an understanding of children that is a source of unceasing joy to all who have the good fortune to know him, either personally or through his recordings. Whether it stems from association with his own daughter, Kathy Ann, or from his generous love of all humanity, it will enrich everyone it touches and make the world a better place to live in."
Take my little hoe, dig a hole in the ground. Take my little seed and plant it down. Tookie, 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 tookie tight and low. We'll all dance around and see my little seed grow. Tookie, 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 tookie tight and low. Tookie, 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 tookie tight and low. Tookie, 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 tookie tight and low. We'll all dance around and see my little seed grow.
Watch the kids, advises Woody. Do like they do. Act like they act. Yell like they yell. Dance the way you see them dance. Sing like they sing. Work and rest the way kids do. You'll be healthier. You'll feel wiser. You'll go higher, do better, and live longer here amongst us if you'll only just jump in here and swim around in these songs like the kids do. I don't want the kids to be grown up. I want to see the grown-up folks be kids.
Jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I can eat you up. Jiggle, 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 tickle, 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 little sack of sugar, I can eat you up. Google, 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 a coo and a cuddle, a kick of your foot like a bicycle petty. Pretty little hoo down, the one-eyed frog. Pretty, 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 I can gobble you whole.
Let's see you run. Run, holler, loud. I'm going to get you. Going to get you. Run. He remembered his mother playfully crying out. He remembered so many things so graphically and so clearly recorded them in his autobiography, Bound for Glory. We chased all around over the front room and back through the kitchen. She grabbed me up off the floor and swung me round and round until my feet stuck straight out. She was laughing, and I felt hot tears salty on the side of her face. When she let me down on the floor, she knelt down on her knees and held me up real warm, and I said, "Mama, I'll tell you. I like to have you chase me, play, stuff like that, talk to each other, hug on to each other. But I don't like for you to call me such a little boy all the time." What Larne, Wales, was to Dylan Thomas, what Chicago has been to Nelson Algren, Okemah was to Woody Guthrie, the idle forest of the poet, where the lost, dead child springs to life, is reborn and yells again. Where the small boy climbs the fence, jumps down, howls with glee, and on stubborn occasion bites his tongue to keep from crying. Never in all the years that follow will there ever be such a place as this, not for the poet. Okemah was one of the singingest, square dancingest, drinkingest, yellingest, preachingest, walkingest, talkingest, laughingest, cryingest, shootingest, fist-fightingest, bleedingest, gamblingest, gun-club and razor-carryingest of our ranch and farm towns, because it blossomed out into one of our first oil boom towns.
Right in the morning, the star and rain, round the curve from a town, freight train, all right, right, right.
Those were summery days for the Guthries. Mother, father, sister Clara, brother Roy, and little Woody, age 3. Not that anybody had seen the oil yet, nor gushers thrashing against the sky. No, it was because my dad was the man that owned the land, and whatever was under the land was ours. The oil was a whisper in the dark, a rumor, a gamble. No derrick standing up for your eye to see. Was a whole bunch of people chasing a year or two ahead of a wild dream. Oil was the thing that made other people treat you like a human, like a burro, or like a dog. What shall it profit a man? A man. What shall it profit a man? To gain the whole world, to lose his own soul. What shall it profit a man?
The angels pour upon. Their vows that breath forevermore.
30s, What Shall It Profit a Man? Was one of the most often requested of Woody's songs when he played on the radio, KFVD, Los Angeles. Yet the flame burning in the man was kindled long, long before. A rich man slaved his life away. He robbed his own brother's hand. He filled his bag, but he lost his heart. What shall it profit a man?
Heaven, I don't know tonight whether I'm going to be able to preach or not. I never know them things, but
stories to fit his songs, sometimes directly, sometimes slantwise, frequently comical. Big Shot. I got my soul washed clean last week over at that church across town. Little Shot. No, you didn't get your soul washed white as snow over there. You just got it sort of dry clean. It was a nasal, dragged-out way Woody had of telling a tale. The seemingly undramatic pause, followed by what seemed to be a reluctantly drawled-out punchline. In retrospect, we recognize the consummate artistry, the comic tale craftiness of a Twain, and to a lesser extent, because his targets were less formidable, the approach of his fellow Oklahoman, Will Rogers. The small boy paid no attention to the rumors of oil. He had not yet heard the gibberish of lawyer man, doctor man, merchant man, royalty man, leased man, tongue bucker man, pipeliner man, greasy gloves man, big wrench man, cowboy and cowman, the spirit and the hoodoo man, the ladies for all these, the girls and the mistresses for the pool stick and domino sharker, the red light imper and the sidewalk barker. On the front porch of the fine seven-room house where the goose hung high, thanks to the savvy of his father as a realty dealer, the boy sang out to the grass, the flowers, the picket fence. Listen to the music, music, music. Listen to the music, music band. It was his first composition and came quite naturally to him. For didn't his mother, Nora, with the blood of the olden Scots in her, sing him all variety of gay song and sad ballad mixed with the Mexican and Spanish as well? It was later, with one misfortune banging upon another, that she commenced to sing the sadder songs in a loster voice, to gaze out our window and to follow her songs out and up and over and away from it all, away over yonder in the minor keys.
I love my true love. I loved him well. I loved him better than Tom can tell. I loved him better than the price of gold. What makes him frown on me so cold?
As for his father, Charlie, he had his kind of music and his kind of life. From a shirt-tearing boy, Papa had grown up to a straight-talking man, a trained fist-fighter in the days when Jess Willard and Jack Dempsey were sung like songs. Charlie grew up to be as clever a trader as he was a fighter. He stepped out from back of a store counter and hung out a sign as a real estate dealer. Land leases, royalties, deeds and titles. He was a clerk of the county court for several years, and our house was full of the smells of big leather law books and the poems of pomp and dignity that he memorized and performed over for us with the same wild outdoor chant as he sang his Negro and Indian square dances and blueses. He was a guitar and banjo picker with a cowboy band or two, and then hung up his deviled strings for domestic reasons.
Oh, Molly, for your sake alone, I left my poor parents and my house and my home. Oh, Molly, you called me to roam. I'm a poor drifting cowboy, Wyoming's my home.
How did the trouble set in? How did this summer idyll end? One piece of bad luck upon another ruined Charlie Guthrie. It was his rueful brag that he was the only man in the world that lost a farm a day for 30 days. And to put him in the same league with Job, there was a series of fires, In the life of Woody Guthrie, there were many fires. It was the first that brought an end to Woody's age of innocence. It was the lovely house that went up in smoke. Nobody knows how it happened. It just happened. Those hot tears, salty, on the side of her face, as his mother held him close that chasey afternoon, came more often from that day hence. In listening to Woody in later years intone the hymn, Sewing on the Mountain, a listener's impressed by the tragic irony of circumstance as he comes to the line, it won't be water but fire next time.
God give Noe,
God give Noe
the rainbow sign. God give Noe that rainbow sign. God give Noe the rainbow sign. Said it won't be water, but fire next time.
He has been a child of fire all his life, it seems. His sister Clara was killed by an explosion of a coal oil stove. The ugly shack his mother hated also burned down. The first tragedy sent his mother to the state asylum. The second sent his father to the sickbed. But the most tragic conflagration in Woody's life was to come some years later. His daughter, Kathy Ann, Miss Stack of Bones, he called her. The inspiration for the best and most carefree of his children's songs perished in the flame. She had just about made kindergarten when it happened. In his notes to the album, Songs to Grow On, her father wrote, hot with the flush of creativity, Stack of Bones likes your songs and stories best of all when her mommy and pappy sing, talk, listen, and dance with her. She joins in lots quicker, louder, freer when all of us lay down our books, papers, our knitting, twitting, and our heavy spirits and all get going together on our story, our song, our dance. We beat on books, boxes, on tin cans and floors. We rattle spoons, shakers, and bells, and we jump around in a long trot, a rig-a-jig jig, a crazy lope, gallop, or wild jump. We settle down then and tell some real quiet story in a whisper. We make up a new story if we forget our old ones. I've been making songs and playing them now for nearly 20 years, and Kathy, at nearly 4 years, can out-rhyme, out-play, out-sing me any old time.
Bling, bling, hammer with my hammer, zingo, zangle, cutting with my saw. You get a hammer, and I'll get a nail. You catch a bird, and I'll catch a snail. You bring a board and I'll bring a saw, and we'll build a house for the baby, oh, bling, bling.
But Woody, despite brutal circumstance, refused to be Saturday's child. Life was too much with him. Always he was in the midst of it, curious, probing, stubborn, fighting back. In the long, long ago, back in Okemah, he showed the first signs of it. His mother's younger brother, Leonard, was walloping the bejeepers out of him for no reason at all. The little gamecock was pecking back, kicking, clawing, slobbering angrily as the strap descended on him again and again. Your old blisters won't hurt me. Your old strapping belt won't hurt long. Your old arm will give out. You don't know. You think you're scaring me? You think you're taking some of my fight out of me? You'll whip me now and look like I'm crying, but I won't really be crying. I'll be having tears in my eyes because I'm mad at you. The songs Woody had sung and written all his life are inexorably bound to his own being. Although his sharecropper songs deal with sharecroppers, they deal with the poet himself. Though his Dust Bowl ballads deal with other Okies, they deal with this Okie.
That old dust storm killed my baby, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me. That old dust storm will kill my family, but it can't kill me, Lord, and it can't kill me.
It was in the blood of Charlie Guthrie, the never-give-up streak, the spitting in the wind of adversity. When that Sooner cyclone hit and blew everything down and high and away up on the crazy sky, Charlie held little Woody against him in the open field, and he hollered out, challenging the elements, "Let's let the wind get harder. Let's let the straw and the feathers fly. Let's let that old wind go crazy and pound us over the head. And when the straight winds pass over and the twisting winds crawl in the air like a rattlesnake in boiling water, let's you and me holler back at it and laugh at it back to where it come from. Let's stand up on our hind legs and shake our fists back into the whole crazy mess and holler and cuss and rave and laugh and say, old cyclone, go ahead. Beat your bloody brains out on my tough old hide. Rave on, blow, beat, go crazy, cyclone. You and I are friends, good old cyclone.
I have weathered many a dust storm, but it can't get me, boys, and it can't kill me.